There is already a lot of traffic out here. The cat stuff has been hard. Our cat is not a fan of the new cat. Which, you know, like, that's to be expected, right? But it's just hard to see. So, you know, we let the new cat out of the room, and he ran around the house and looked at everything and jumped on the curtains and, you know, fucked shit up. So our cat was up on the bed, relaxing. The cat's been, you know, stressed out, I think, for some time now, realizing that, hey, there's someone else in this house. I don't know where, but I know there's someone else. And just eventually, you know, kind of started growling a little bit. And I picked the kitten up and kind of held it a little close. And eventually got a hiss. And yeah, I know it takes time. It's still hard, you know. It's like our cat is, you know, now not purring very much. Kind of withdrew from us a little bit. And I think it'll be fine eventually, but yeah, it's hard. It just sucks. It sucks to watch. It sucks to see. Like, you just feel like, ugh, I'm stressing this cat out so much by what we've done. This is... back and forth and pet them. Yeah, I've kind of been doing that while they've been locked up. Petting one for a while and going petting the other for a while and stuff like that. So yeah, I'll probably keep that up. I took washcloths, or I guess actually I took socks, some mismatched socks that I had. Like, hey, get wet it down, wipe the back of their necks, and then put it with the other cat's food so they can kind of get used to each other's smells that way, too.
Cool.
Yeah. No, I think it'll be fine in the long run. It's just, it's fucking really... It sucks. It sucks. So I guess while I was out yesterday, or while I was at work yesterday, my wife let him out, let the kitten out, and had the other cat on the other side of a baby gate. And the kitten ran up and was looking and laid down, kind of exposed his belly, and, you know, did all the, like, hey, look at me, I'm just hanging out, not threatening type stuff that a young cat can do. Other cat just not having it. So. Ugh. We'll get there, but it's just, yeah, it's hard to watch. A lot of tracks in this playlist, but it seems to just gravitate to the same ones. Send it my-
police of the city of Richmond, and chief up in the station, touching titties and swigging up on Firebird, listening to Chief Keef while watching you and YouTube to the Liar Bird. Who's your A&R? You ought to fire yours. My A&R is amazed. 88, Lauren L, and Melosi in the Jetta, and whoever's on KMEL, plus the weather, plus the salmon and crackers that I was eating, and hibiscus iced tea that I was sipping, plus the laughter of children echoing around the corner of the last evening. What the fuck? Plus the feeling of freedom I have from wheeling and dealing to buy the food that I'm eating, even though a lot of people are not eating, and I'm seeing that and it sucks and I'm not feeling that. But what can one man do? I don't know, probably a lot. You know, it's probably a lot of shit, really, yo. My name is Kool AD, and I say a lot of shit. You don't really even fucking need to listen to all of it, but some of it is nice. And this joint's hella nice. Like fish on yellow rice. I kick like centibites. My Bitcoin's hella bite. My ship way hella tight. My wrist way hella ice. Jokes, but still wreck a mic. Smoke until my head is right. Till the letter's right, cut a couple tracks until I get it right. Chuckle when I run it back, and it sounds like I ain't said it right. That's whatever, man. Cool Mike Jack, Peter Pan up in Neverland. Pause. Man, I'll just never be Nas, man. But I'll never fall off like Adam BC's cap. And I ain't even seen Oz, I just listen to clips. And you ain't never heard my mix, you just listen to clips. So you can't tell me shit. Better cop all my shit on the internet and listen to them before you try dissing them. Cool straight, listening. Are you listening? Man, it's crazy, man, how I straight piss on them. We be to rap what Key be to Lock, and y'all be to Ja Rule what he be to Pac. And I said that line last week in another track, but Ladybug's right here, so you know I had to bring that sucker back. Oh snap, I feel like the rap Mark Zucker Black. Y'all fucky birds can't fuck with that. And even if you could, you wouldn't, cause you pussy.
mean, when in doubt, turn to the playlist, I guess. Let's see what nightmares you all have prepared. Oh, this is worse than I could have anticipated. Imagine, because it's the world we live in, where someone said, let's do like a mariachi version of music from Turtles in Time. What? Does anyone really remember the music from Turtles in Time? what if Roman Reigns came to the ring to this song?
Vigilantly.
try.
No.
Yeah.
I met you, Jim.
All right, well, we listened to that. I guess now back to this playlist. Fuck. Generally speaking, with few exceptions, I do not want to hear Bruce Hornsby. Nor do I want to hear The Range! While we're on the topic.
Oh, truth will set you free.
Oh.
But first it'll piss you off. Hey, bad bitches wanna be my babe. Hey, put me down like the CIA.
Appears to have a custom sticker on the back window of his car that is both the Uber and Lyft logos. Which I guess is one way to go. I mean, so many people have both logos up in their window, but this is the only one I've seen that looks like not like someone slaps two stickers right next to each other. Alright, so what do we got here? We got this guy with his Uber and his Lyft sticker, and also a weed leaf sticker next to his license plate. Next to him, here's someone with just a lift. Behind him, another person with just a lift sticker. Behind me, someone with an Uber sticker. But it appears to be just an Uber, unless the lift is on the back window or something. Still surprised that Uber or Lyft allow people to drive for both. You know, if you're gonna drive for both, you gotta switch your stickers. Or, you know, like having both stickers up at the same time seems like this just the sort of brand confusion that services like that would care very dearly about and get very up in arms about. They're diluting the completely untarnished Uber brand, putting that Lyft sticker up there next to it. Off like a bunch of mercenaries. Like, I'm surprised that that's not. I bet there are people that have that attitude and within those companies that maybe get overruled by, like, hey, like, barely paying these people. They gotta fucking. No one wants to fucking drive. Ugh. I got slapped down a court. Okay. Yeah. I guess that makes sense. All right, I'm gonna go. I'll see you later.